Banana weevil is an introduced pest from Southeast Asia. It's been moved around the world wherever bananas and plantains are grown by movement of planting material. You see there are pictures of banana and plantain. They're both in the genus Musa. And those are very important crops worldwide for both commercial production as well as subsistence production for many families. So I'm looking at movement of the banana weevil. Its movement is nocturnal. It only crawls. It doesn't fly. And it's been shown to orient towards volatiles from its host plant in the lab at distances of up to 60 centimeters. It's also been found that the banana weevils will orient upwind towards volatiles under conditions of constant airflow in the lab. So what I was interested in is whether the banana weevils could orient towards their host plant tissue in the field where conditions are not constant, and also at distances greater than 60 centimeters. So my questions were, first of all, do banana weevils orient towards their host plant tissue under field conditions at 1 and 2 meter distances? How does the presence of the host plant tissue affect their movement? And also, does the distance of release affect their ability to find their host plant, again, in the field? So to answer these questions, I set up a randomized complete box design with a 2x2 factorial treatment structure. So the two factors are, first, the distance of release, either 1 or 2 meters from the center of one of these hexagonal arrays where I release the weevils, and then either the presence or absence of a piece of banana stem. So the hexagons there represent the arrays where I released the weevils. So the little dots represent weevils, and it's either 2 meters or 1 meters from the center where there's either a piece of banana or nothing. So I released 6 weevils in each of those 4 plots. There's also a 4 meter buffer around the edge of those to give the weevils space to move. And then each time I released them, I tracked them for 2 to 5 days afterwards. So each of those releases constitutes a separate block. And I did this in Costa Rica at Catie in Turrialba with weevils from their banana collections and also banana from their collections. You can see there is a piece of banana stem, and the hexagon around it shows where I released the weevils. And in order to track them, I used harmonic radar. This is a technique that has been used with several insects, particularly carabids. And it allows you to tag the weevil, release it, and then locate it again with the harmonic radar unit. So there's the unit. It's made by the Recco Corporation. And then the tag consists of a very small diode soldered to a very light wire. And to attach the tags, I used only female weevils, and then I starved them for 36 hours before release and glued the tags to their abdomens with super glue gel, and then painted the wires to identify individual weevils in the field. And there you can see the vacuum pump system I used to keep them in place while I was gluing the tags onto them. So I released them at dusk, and then each morning after that, I went back and found them again with the harmonic radar unit, marking the position with a flag every day. So there you can see an example of what I would get as a track. So every time I found a weevil, I measured the distance it had moved the night before, the bearing of its movement, its depth in the soil that it burrowed down into the soil during the day, and then the number of weevils that had actually arrived at the banana stem. So you can see there a picture of a weevil that made it to its host plant tissue. And then I did a separate experiment to evaluate if there was any effect of attaching the tag to the weevil on its movement. So this is a standard method used to evaluate the effect of tagging. I released 6 tagged and 6 untagged weevils at 1 meter from a piece of banana stem, and then counted the number that arrived at the banana stem over 3 days, and did that with 4 replications. So you can see in the diagram now there are 12 weevils there, 6 have tags, 6 don't. And for the data analysis, to analyze the effects of the 2 main factors, those again are distance of release and presence or absence of banana stem tissue, and the blocks, on my response variables, the distance moved per night, the angle of movement, and then the depth of the weevil in the soil. I did a 3-way ANOVA. I also looked at the angle towards the center of those hexagonal arrays to see if it was different from 90 degrees. That is to tell whether the movement is random or oriented. So I did a t-test. And then for the number of weevils arriving at the stems, at comparing 1 meter and 2 meters away, did a signed rank test. And for the double marking experiment, comparing tagged and untagged weevils, also a signed rank test. And here are my results. So there was a significant effect of the presence of banana stem tissue on the distance the weevils moved in a night. On the y-axis here, this is the distance the weevils moved in a night, and then here are my four treatments. 1 meters with no banana, 2 meters no banana, 1 meter with banana, 2 meters with banana. So the distance of release, 1 or 2 meters, did not affect the weevil movement, but the presence of banana did. They moved significantly farther in the presence of banana. The angle towards the center of the array, so this, I calculated this angle from the bearing data, whether or not there was a piece of banana in the middle, and compared them. So when banana was present, that angle was significantly smaller. These are the same treatments again. And then we also wanted to look at whether or not that movement was oriented. So that's seen if the means of the angles are significantly different from 90 degrees. So only at 1 meter away from the banana stem was movement actually oriented. So at 2 meters, the angle was smaller, but movement was not oriented, but at 1 meter it was. And then the presence of banana also had a significant effect on the depth the weevils burrowed in the soil. They burrowed significantly more shallowly when their host plant was present. So here's depth in soil, and again the same, banana and no banana. Also looking at the effect of release distance on the number of weevils arriving at the stem. So this is just comparing the plots that had a banana stem piece in the center. There was no significant difference between the numbers arriving at the stem at 1 meter and 2 meters away. And then in a separate double marking experiment, which is just to evaluate the effect of tagging, there was no difference between the number of weevils that arrived at the stem between untagged and tagged weevils. So we concluded there's no effect of attaching the tag to their movement. So to conclude, the banana weevils did move farther each night and burrowed less deeply in the soil when banana stem tissue was present. As far as the orientation of their movement, the angle towards the center of those hexagonal arrays was smaller when banana was present at both 1 and 2 meters away, but only at 1 meter was it actually oriented, not random. And then the distance of release did not affect the number of weevils arriving at the banana stem tissue. So we conclude that banana weevils can orient towards their host plant tissue under field conditions, and also at a greater distance than previously observed. Previously, they were only found to orient in the lab up to 60 centimeters away, so this is orientation in the field at 1 meter away, and there's also a behavioral response at 2 meters where they move farther even though their movement isn't oriented. And also, this is the first time that harmonic grader has been used to study banana weevil movement, and as far as we know, in the tropics, so it's good to know that that is a useful method. And that's all. I'd like to acknowledge my funding source, NSF Iggert, and all of these people who helped me out a lot. Thanks. I guess it coordinated well with my tagging schedule and was convenient. Yeah, they can live for a while without food, so there's not a danger of them starving to death. Yeah. In my experience, the range is pretty short when you're looking at things on the ground. People have used it to track things like Asian longhorn beetle in trees, and they can find it from maybe 50 meters away. I can only find the weevils from maybe 1 meter away. So bare ground where you don't have to search a very large space, it worked okay. If I had been searching in tangled vegetation over a large distance, it would have been a nightmare.
So. I'm I was just wondering, have you thought of setting up more complex sort of scenarios with not just one banana, but maybe two, or have something else in there that could stimulate them, a water source or something? Have you thought of that?
The other thing I had thought of doing was having male weevils in the middle along with the banana plant, because they have an aggregation pheromone. But it turned out to be enough to just do this.